in the sky, and the sun appeared. And suddenly the sun started dancing back and forth. And this is similar to many of the apparition sites around the world are testifying to this same phenomenon, and they have video recordings that you can see that the specialists of video camera technology says is not faked footage. They could see the sun dancing in the sky, and in 1917 in Fatima, Portugal, this was going on, and suddenly the sun began to spin. And as it began to spin, it began to throw off colors, and when it threw off blue, the whole ground and all the people would be illuminated in a blue color, and then when it threw off the orange color, everything would be illuminated in orange, and then it went through a series of colors, and then suddenly the sun began to fall to the earth. And between 50 and 100,000 people went face down into the mud. And the sun stopped before it hit the earth. Those 50 to 100,000 people thought the end of the world was here. But when the sun stopped and returned to its place in the sky, they were all converted to this Mary of Fatima. And when the sun returned to the sky, the people got up off the ground, and suddenly there was a wind. They could feel the wind and they could hear the wind, but as they looked around at the bushes and the leaves on the trees, you could not see the wind. Nothing was being shaken by the wind, but you could hear it and feel it. And as they began to look around, they realized the ground was totally dry, and their clothes that was recently in the muddy water and had been rained on for several hours was totally dry. And between 50 and 100,000 people left that place believing that they'd seen the greatest supernatural miracle of all time. And if you want to go and see testimony to verify that this took place, the best place to go look at it is in those communist newspapers of those days, because the reporters that reported on this event, even though they knew that they were taking positions contrary to what they had been ordered to testify about, they gave this testimony. Something took place there of a supernatural nature. Now, the reason that I said that these Catholic authorities view this as the most important apparition of the century is because there was three messages left with these three children. A brother and a sister were among these three children, and they died shortly thereafter, and only one lives on. And she's a lady that is in a convent. She was told that she would live until these end time events that have been portrayed in these messages take place, and she's still alive.